Well, I'm delighted to be speaking with Richard Durrant. Thank you for joining me today.
It's a pleasure. Lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you too. Now, we've heard of the dog and the horse whisperer, but why did you name your touring show The Guitar Whisperer?
Well, it was something which was used in a review, must be about 5 or 6 years ago now, in a local paper. I was playing somewhere up country, and my booking agent thought, oh, that's quite a handy thing to hang the show on. So we've just used it as the title to the show, really. I do a lot of shows each year. I do sort of 60, 70 shows, touring around art centres and festivals and theatres, and it's just called The Guitar Whisperer, and we have a lot of fun with this show. It's always developing. There's lots of beautiful projections and different styles of music. Mm-hmm. So it's just a nice umbrella to shelter under.
Lovely. That's a lovely description, isn't it? Now, you've been described as one of the most imaginative guitarists, and you pride yourself on taking a prismatic look. For listeners who may not know what that means, could you explain what you mean by that?
A prismatic look. Well, the guitar's got so many different personalities. It's a real chameleon of an instrument. I mean, you think of Neil Young or Bob Dylan or Jimi Hendrix or Django Reinhardt or Andre Segovia. They're all completely, utterly different musical styles, but they all sit there with that wooden box with 6 strings stretched over it. So what a prismatic look means is that I'm a very restless musician, and I try and show lots of sides to the guitar's personality, and I'm aware of its chameleon qualities, and hopefully that comes across in the show.
Absolutely. I mean, do you use different parts of the guitar to bring to life the different sounds?
Yeah, I mean, there are things which people expect and which I love playing. The Spanish repertoire is very popular, so there will be some Spanish guitar music. There's a lot of music that comes from South America, and at the moment I'm recording an album of Paraguayan music by a great Paraguayan composer called Agustin Barrios. So there's some very kind of flavoursome, sunny music. But there's also, I do a version of Tubular Bells on the ukulele, using sampling pedals, and I do some Debussy with projected animations. So it's very rich and very varied.
Yes.
And hopefully the audience are constantly wrong-footed by this and hopefully drawn into this world of the guitar, which is, well, it's something I've devoted my whole life to. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing.
I mean, you said that you wanted to bring the power of classical music into the 21st century. And you take the classical repertoire, if you like, and you sort of get that point of familiarity, but you take it to a very sensory world. How do you think classical-loving audiences are finding that?
Well, this is what makes me really giggle about the show, because I obviously a lot of classical music lovers do show up, but a lot of people that are interested in technology or multimedia presentations or visual art, they turn up as well. So it's a very, mm-hmm. very broad audience that this show appeals to.
Yes.
And what gives me enormous satisfaction is that the classical heads take it on the chin. I wouldn't say they're unaware of anything unusual going on, but the technology that we use in the projections and the stage management and the lights is so beautifully done and so carefully worked on that I don't think people are even aware of it half the time. I work with a stage manager who is also the stage manager for the Rombert Dance Company. So the production values are really very, very high. And this means that it does look beautiful. And yes, we are using lots of bells and whistles. But the end result is that you listen to the guitar and you're aware of the guitar. That's the focal point and nothing else.
I guess it's assisted by the technical backdrop, which sort of takes you further into that world.
As well.
Do you? Yeah.
It's a tremendously fun show to tour. There's lots of gear. I mean, we have to take an enormous trailer with us, and we take a floor, we take extra lights, we take projectors. It's gone are the days when I used to jump on the train with my guitar.
Ah, yes, exactly. Well, you've created this visual spectacle of the sensory world, so I guess that comes with it, doesn't it?
Yeah, tons of humping gear.
Yeah, exactly, the glamorous part. And of course, what can audiences, would you say, expect from your show?
I hope they would expect to be entertained in a way that perhaps some classical concerts wouldn't entertain. I mean, classical music is at the core of the show. But there's something else going on. There's a lot of thought that's gone into the programme and the presentation. But I hope they'll go away loving the guitar more. It's all about the guitar, really. It's not about the show. It's about the guitar. It's about that wooden box